Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. And we're having a great visit with our good friend, Mary Cantando, and womansadvantage.biz is her website. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's the main website. And then the one for my new book, ageofthecustomer.com. That's for my new book, theageofthecustomer.com. I hope you'll check that out and take it seriously, folks, because this is happening. The age of the customer is here. It's emerging. It's growing. And if you aren't making the transition, you're going to get yourself in jeopardy. So even if you don't buy the book, you can find out a lot about it at the website. And I hope you buy it. I think you'll appreciate that. Mary Cantando, thanks again for hanging out with us. I appreciate you. I appreciate the great work that you do, especially helping women. You do this all the time. You do a great work helping women get their best foot forward in the marketplace. We're talking about how to get respect in the marketplace. And you, in the previous segment, we talked about this a little bit. You've got some other tips on how to get respect. Tell us about them.
Yeah, Jim. One of them is, especially for people who work from home and, you know, gosh, what small business owner at some point doesn't work from home, if not always, at least on a sporadic basis. So one of them is to be careful when you're making calls from home and be sure that your calls come across professionally so that it isn't you've got your little three-year-old crying in the background or your teenager sticking his head in and asking you a question in the middle of a call or your dog barking. I've got a lab, and I'm just really aware when I'm going to make a call that she's not here in the room with me, because she's fine if she's not here. But I don't want to take the chance that she's just gonna bark, and then people are going to say, "Oh, wow!" Because immediately when somebody on the other end of the line hears one of those kind of interruptions, that sends a very strong message of, "Oh, this is kind of a Mickey Mouse operation." Right. Oh, she's operating this out of her bedroom.
You are exactly right. You are exactly right. That is something. You know, I think people, if they know you're a small business and they know you're working from home, I think people will cut you some slack on that if they know you're dealing with children or whatever. I have to tell you, I'm not as forgiving of pets as I am children.
Well, you know, here's the other thing. I think if you have those kind of interruptions, you're sending a message to the person on the other end of the phone that, well, your call is kind of important to me, but not enough that I got my child care nailed down. Or not enough that I remembered to put my dog out in the backyard for half an hour. Or not enough that I posted a sign for my teenagers not to interrupt the meeting, right?
And let me tell you something else not to say, ladies. This happened to me recently, Mary. If you and I are planning a call tomorrow, and you know that you're going to have to, that the kids are going to be in the room, they're going to be in the house because of this thing or that thing, and that you're going to have to take care of that, and you're going to blah, 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 don't tell me that. I don't need to know that. Just do it. Just take care of it, because the phone call I had early before you and the phone call I'm going to have after you are with other people, a man and a woman, and maybe they have the same thing, but it doesn't enter into our conversation because it's not germane to our conversation.
It's all that stuff that you have to deal with, respect, right? Yeah,
that's exactly right.
Whatever's happening, and it looks seamless to the customer. It looks seamless.
That's exactly right.
Exactly. Yeah.
Mary, you and I talk about our grandkids all the time. Nobody loves children more than you and I love children. But when we're talking about business, that doesn't need to enter into it. It clutters up the conversation. and just deal with it. Nobody's going to give you points because you had to take care of your children.
Right.
In terms of the business transaction. And if that sounds cold, I'm sorry, but you're right. We're talking about how to get respect, and some people, you know, it didn't affect me doing business with that person, but it did affect how I feel about, you know, it did make me realize that they had some work to do, and as you say, in gaining respect. But some people will just disconnect. They won't even, you know, they won't even put up with that anymore. Mary, I've got time for one more of your tips.
Okay. Well, one more that I think is important is not brushing off your accomplishments. So again, this is something that women do. You know, they talk about this little award they got or whatever. And I really want to encourage people, business people, to share all your successes. You know, you talk about blowing your own horn. If you don't blow it, nobody's going to blow it for you. Share your successes on social media. Do press releases. Mm-hmm. So if you win some kind of an award or you've been asked,
press releases are great way to do this.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And social media is, you know, and rather than saying, making it sound like you're bragging, here's actually a real tip.
Right.
I like to start off by using the word excited. Excited. I was just named to the top 25 women in business. Right?
Mm-hmm. Right. Exactly. Well said. Hey, and Mary, I know they can find out more about this on your website, can't they?
Exactly. We've got 3 years worth of tips out there.
Womansadvantage.biz. Hey, Mary, thanks for being here. Come back soon. We'll see
Always
you next time.
Always fun, Jim. Always fun.
Mary Cantando, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.